intimately tied to the angle or the direction of the light is the brightness of the light. And we can think of brightness much as we think of the volume in music. If it gets too loud, it hurts our ears. If it gets too bright, it hurts our eyes. So now we can begin to use direction or angle and brightness together. Just like in music, notes are put together to make a melody or make a chord or make harmonies. So we can begin with one note or one direction of light that's going to be our main direction of light, where the source of light would be. We call that main light that's coming in often a key light, the source light, whether it's sunshine or the overhead light of a room, or whatever it happens to be that's actually illuminating us, illuminating the figure, and illuminating the background. But then we can begin to add lights, because seldom is it one source of light that's lighting us. Light will reflect off surfaces, so we get that reflected light. That reflected light or fill light can make shadows harsher or make things look flatter and more even, depending on how we use the brightness between those lights. Then we can begin to add other sources of light, a light from behind us or a highlight. It's used all the time in advertising to bring figures out from the background. In film, it's called a rim light. I like to sometimes talk about it as sexy backlighting. You always see those models with their light flowing through their hair. Look at any ad in any magazine, and I'm sure you'll find examples of this. That highlight or rim light, as it is called in film or television or photography, is the light that brings the figure out from the background, gives us dimensionality.